reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 1, text 84. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Seta Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Yate Lila Rasa Paramalo Dhagari Vanyapti Rita. Danyakshuni Velocity Vita Matari Madaribi. Patrashma Bish Chatila Pashupi Bhava Mudhag Dhatarabi. Shamvitastvam Kalaya Vidanalola Sivanu Viharam. The gopis continued, My dear Krishna, the fragrance of the mellows of your pastimes is spread throughout the forests of the glorious land of Vrindavan, which is surrounded by the sweetness of the district of Mathura. In the congenial atmosphere of that wonderful land, you may enjoy your pastimes with your flute dancing on your lips, and surrounded by us, the gopis, whose hearts are always enchanted by unpredictable ecstatic emotions. Purport. This is a verse from Lalit Madhava 1038 by Srila Rupa Goswami. Om Ajnanatimurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadhantikam Adadanaschanam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Dulisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Yud Bhakti Risham Payatnai Apayamam Manabipsamandam Kripam Budhiya Paraduka Duki Sanatanastam Prabhu Masriyami Panchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Greetings from Carpentier, which is near Santa Barbara in California. I am the guest of Giriraj Swami, and he is, I'm staying in the guest room that he has made for his friends, and it is very, very suitable, I could see, for all my needs when I'm here for my study. All facilities are here, and actually it's so nice, it's even better than his own place. He got more pleasure in satisfying his godbrothers than he did to arrange for his own needs. And therefore, when you're here, because there's so many fine details, just everything is here for your temporary stay and service, you can actually feel his love for his godbrothers. Actually, when the Radharani described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna's pleasure potency, the essence is Krishna Prem. And when that sense of that Krishna should be pleased is raised to the highest degree, it's called Mahabhava. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhava Swarup. So she's the form of that love that Krishna should be pleased. So everything about her is for Krishna's pleasure, and therefore it's very, you know, it's composed of Krishna's pleasure. Even when she puts a jewel on, it's for Krishna's happiness, and therefore it's composed of Krishna's happiness. So I don't know what we call this place that Giriraj Swami made, but it's composed of his love and pleasure for his godbrothers. And therefore, when you see it, does he know that all his godbrothers will stay here, and Jadumna Swami will be staying here for 3 weeks, and Keshava Bharti is staying. So when I'm looking at it, I'm seeing how he's organized each of the things so that all his godbrothers will be facilitated, and therefore it's there, it's for their pleasure. So, and the view outside of my room, it's so uncanny, like Govardhan. Now, I can't say that he built that for me. maybe he put the room in this place. Because I'm looking outside, and it's just so uncanny. It looks so much like Govardhan. So it's such a nice mood. So I'm very happy to be here. And so nice, I'm trying not to become attached. Because then I'll have more pain when I leave. So we've read this verse. This is Das Kaviraj Goswami, and it's very nice. This Madhya Leela, the beginning of the Madhya Leela, is his, as we've been speaking for weeks, is the introduction to the Sesha Leela, and it's his mercy that he wants us to understand these things. And why does he want us to understand these things? Because it's the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we understand these things. And Rupa Goswami took up that desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explained it and revealed it. And Krishna Das Kaviraj is coming after, and he also has that desire that we understand these things so that we can have the right objective or goal. There's three aspects to proper understanding of any subject. And in bhakti, there, of course, there's sambandha gyan, there's abhideya gyan, and there's prayojana gyan. And sambandha gyan basically means a conception of reality, and abhideya gyan means a method or means to realize that. And Priyojan is the goal, which is the experience of that ultimate reality. So Sambandha Gyan means Krishna and Krishna's energies. The method of understanding it is bhakti. And the experience of doing so, the Priyojan, a goal, is prema. So if you want to practice devotional service, any practice begins with an objective. So because it's so much the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he came to give us this prema pumartha mahan, it's the highest goal of life, and he specifically came, and this is the Krishna consciousness movement, to taste and distribute it. That's the essence of the Krishna consciousness movement, to taste love of Godhead and distribute it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's his mission, and we're following in his line. And therefore, he's distributing love of Godhead. He wants us to get it, but to get that objective or goal, you have to know something about the goal, because the practice is based on the objective. So if you want to practice devotional service, you have to know something about the goal. So it's his very, very strong desire to explain this to us. And as a good teacher and a good scholar, because it's a very, very deep subject matter, he's first going to introduce that subject matter. There's different ways to help you understand something, but even Srila Prabhupada said that we should get together in the evening and study the shastras from different angles. So there's different ways to get us to understand things, but a good teacher, he gives a preliminary introduction to give you a frame of reference for your later studies. So here in this, he's explaining, he's actually giving a summary. But before he gives a summary of the Sesha Lila, he explained the Sesha Lila, we explained many times, that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is basically divided into two. Up until 24 years is the Adi Lila. Then he takes sannyas. And after sannyas, from 24 to 48, where he leaves his manifest pastime, is called the Sesha Lila. And the Sesha Lila has two divisions. It has the Madhya Lila, which is the first 6 years where he traveled and took sannyas, Madhya Lila, and then 18 years in Puri, which is more or less the Antya Lila. So he's going to explain this subject, the subject, and one of the important aspects of the Antya Lila, which he just wants to introduce because it's going to be studied in depth, is that the Antya Lila means that Krishna takes the form of his devotee to experience love of Godhead from the perspective of the devotee. And we even in previous classes discussed the amazing fact that even though Krishna had the Rasa Lila dance and was enjoying the highest ecstasy, he still had three unfulfilled desires. Even though it was the highest pleasure that one could experience. And the three unfulfilled desires were the to experience that same pleasure of love from the perspective of the devotee. So the Antya Lila means there's two things. He is distributing this love. And then he's tasting this love. He's fulfilling, he's satisfying the unfulfilled desire of Krishna. And it's actually the unfulfilled desire of the Absolute Reality, which is to experience the highest pleasure of love also from the perspective of the devotee. So, as we described before, he's describing the devotee, which devotee, Radharani, when at the height of that pleasure, which is the mood of separation. So he's introducing this to the reader, introducing the reader as kind of a prelude to what will come, because in the Antya Lila, we'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood. And basically, he's remembering not only remembering, but identifying with the mood of Radharani in her deepest mood of separation. And he begins, as we discussed before, the pastime of the Ratha Yatra. This is what we finished. And then where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in the Ratha Yatra, and he's chanting a song of worldly literature to nourish the mood of Srimati Radharani from a book called Kavya Prakash. And he's relishing this Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, in the Ratha Yatra dancing in ecstasy and he's in the mood of that Leela, and the mood of the Ratha Yatra Leela is Radharani taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. And that's the deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. They're Krishna, his brother, and his sister. deities of Krishna, his brother and his sister, at Kurukshetra, on the chariot, and or the Rath Yatra, and the mood is that Radharani is taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, which we described before is also the essence of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Our speciality, our understanding, is that Krishna, or Swayam Bhagavan, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa, Krishna Tu Bhagavan Swayam, that the original personality of Godhead, or the fullest manifestation of Godhead, is the Supreme Absolute Reality in Vrindavan, in the association of his intimate devotees, where in reciprocation to the love of his most intimate devotees, in the place that facilitates the exchange with his intimate devotees, the Supreme Absolute Reality reveals himself fully. And that's Krishna. Krishna does not take a step outside of Vrindavan. Krishna means the Absolute Reality. When the Absolute Reality in the mood to fully reveal himself and therefore manifest the atmosphere and the lila and the associates that create the mood in his heart to do so. So this is such a confidential subject matter. And it's so confidential subject matter that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I do ask the devotees, when we're listening to these pastimes, sometimes I repeat myself. I'm repeating a little bit again. I like to get further ahead because you've heard it. But I ask you to just, in your mind, just meditate on what this pastime must be. Not just the external, but to actually see the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's in the mood of Radharani. He's nourishing that sentiment by this verse from this Kavya Prakash, which is not a verse that directly describes the pastime, because it was so confidential that no one yet had written a verse to directly describe that pastime. So because in cultivating emotions, one of the great the impetus or facility for emotions is poetry and drama. Because poetry and drama, it doesn't just describe the emotions, it actually encapsulates and embodies those emotions. So we can imagine that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because this is the process, he has this sentiment. And it's not only a sentiment, but it's actually himself. He's trying to come in contact with his real self in the mood of, it's Krishna in the mood of realizing his own Purna Shakti, which is the pleasure potency. So he's searching for this mood, and as the process is in to cultivate and nourish those moods, you're looking for some impetus, some song, some poetry that encapsulates that mood and nourishes it. And I always give the example that when we attend Prabhupada's disappearance day, you know, that such deep emotions of separation are in our heart. And what do you do with those emotions? You have to do two things. You want to when the emotions are in the heart and churning, there's a necessity to release them and to express them, and at the same time to nourish them. So therefore, you have to search for a way to do it. And therefore, we search for the glory of Narottam Das Thakur, a perfected soul who is expressing those emotions of sentiment for a great Vaishnava who departed. I think it was Srinivasacharya, where he spontaneously composed the song, Gayani Lope Mana Karuna Prachur. So Lord Chaitanya is in this Rath Yatra, and these emotions are just churning in his heart. And he's searching how to nourish them, how to express them. No Vaishnav yet has realized the depth of this pastime and has composed a suitable song to describe the sentiments of Radharani and Kurukshetra. So he searches and he finds a similar sentiment expressed, but not in relationship to that pastime. And it's nourishing him, but no one can understand what he's doing, except Sarup Damodar, who is his intimate associate and who spent the evenings with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this particular service of understanding the heart and sentiments of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani. And he was, we described, there was Ramananda Roy and there was Sarup Damodar. And Sarup Damodar would sing the songs and Ramananda Roy would tell the lila. And they would be focused on nourishing the intense and deep sentiments of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was Sarup Damodar's service. And he was described as one of the most confidential devotees. So he understood his service was to actually meditate on the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sing appropriate poems and songs to help him nourish those sentiments. And again, just like us at Prabhupada's disappearance day, and let's say you're with a disciple of Srila Prabhupada is feeling great sentiments, and you're his godbrother or disciple, and you have so much affection to him, and you see that he's in a great mood of separation. And imagine that there was no song yet written, and you saw him singing some song of separation. And then you understand, yes, I know what he's doing. And then you were able to compose a song for that, a song of separation from Srila Prabhupada or something, or a particular pastime. What an intimate friend or disciple you would be. And therefore, Rupa Goswami, somehow or other, no one else understood, but he was such a devotee. He gave his heart so fully to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him with revelation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner desire, which you don't give to anyone because that's your most cherished thing, your inner heart. And your inner heart is not very easily understood by externally, but people don't have a frame of reference for your sentiments. So then we have the story that Rupa Goswami is watching this. And he understands. And he goes back to his place. Maybe he was by Siddha Bakul also. Then he goes and he bathes in the river. No, he goes back and with his handwriting, which is like a string of pearls, he writes this beautiful verse that expresses the sentiment that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to nourish, but expresses it directly in relationship to the pastime he was thinking of. And then he leaves it on top of the roof. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes by and accidentally sees it. And he's just shocked. And I'm doing this every week, but I'm explaining again. But it's, and then what do the devotees say? What does Sarup Damodar say? What is Rupa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Well, if they don't say it exactly, there's a verse that expresses what they're saying when they see how Rupa Goswami understood the inner mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobishdham Snapitam Yena Bhutale Shayambhu Pakadamayam Dati Sakadantika. So now we're up to the part where Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, we're almost up to the part where Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is now explaining further to the reader, what's this all about? Why was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why was Radharani feeling such separation? I want to quote a verse which expressed it, that Krishna Das Kaviraj expressed. He said, Rajavesha Hati Goda Manusha Ganana. Why? Because what was Krishna, when Radharani came to Kurukshetra to meet with her lover, how is her lover dressed? And who is he with? And he was with Manusha Gahana. He was with great crowds. And how Rajavesh, dressed in royal dress, Hati Goda, surrounded by elephants and horses and opulence. He was not in a situation where he could reveal himself as the lover of the gopis. And Radharani was the lover of Krishna. But that aspect of Krishna could not be manifest in that setting. And her service was to love Krishna in a particular type of relationship, which could not be manifest in that environment. And what environment did she want? Kahan Gopavesh, Kahan Nirjan Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. So Krishnadas Kaviraj is further explaining this, and then he makes a very amazing point. He says, Rupa Goswami has explained the confidential meaning of a, first of all, Rupa Goswami wrote this, that verse, explaining it directly, and because that verse was still so confidential, because he composed it for the heart of Lord Chaitanya, he composes another verse for the understanding of the general populace. Because that was his service was to not only understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but to explain the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to others. So in verse 84, he explains that what's the mood of the gopis. And what is the mood of the gopis? The mood of the gopis is they're hankering for Vrindavan because Vrindavan creates the atmosphere where they can exchange with Krishna intimately. So it says, the verse we read today, Dear Krishna, the fragrance of the mellows of your pastimes, Lila Rasa Paramhala, is spread throughout the forest of the glorious land of Vrindavan, which is surrounded by the sweetness of the district of Mathura. In the congenial atmosphere of that wonderful land, you may enjoy your pastimes with your flute dancing on your lips, and surrounded by us, the gopis, whose hearts are always enchanted by unpredictable ecstatic emotion. So he's explaining, like, what is this? The Lila Ras, the mellows of your past, the fragrance is spread throughout Vrindavan. And even in our neophyte stage, when we go to Vrindavan, the atmosphere, the fragrance of those pastimes is spread and filling the forest. We can actually have a sense and understanding that even for us, like I described when I was in Vrindavan, I felt very comfortable in this Sangha to explain pastimes of the 10th canto. So then I think, let me go back to America. It's, the atmosphere is not as conducive. Let me explain the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now what happens is, I realize that it's explaining even more intimately the pastimes of Vrindavan. In this way, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath, he saw the Lord was with his sister and was not holding a flute in his hand. And I described this Venu Madhurya. It's one of the four special characteristics. And what does it mean? The flute playing means that Krishna is feeling comfortable to publicly express his love, to publicly express his heart. He cannot publicly express his heart, Rajavesha Hati Goda Manushadana, in the big crowds, surrounded by the subjects. But in Vrindavan, the flute means the love of Krishna is communicated to his devotees intimately through the flute. It's the musical instrument, I described this before, that type of musical instrument means that, these flute, the saxophone. It means the heart. And you can't, you know, you can't, it's very intimate. You're expressing your inner emotions, and it's not appropriate in a formal setting. So he sees this Jagannath is Krishna without his flute. So this is Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining, and Tribhanga Sundara Vraja Virgendra Nandana Kaham Pabe A Vansha Bhari Anukshana. Absorbed in the ecstasy of the gopis, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wished to see Lord Jagannath in his original form of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, standing in Vrindavan and appearing very beautiful, his body curved in three places. His desire to see that form was always increasing. So this was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that mood is what? It's the ecstasy of the gopis. And the ecstasy of the gopis in relationship to Krishna outside of Vrindavan is the hankering for Krishna to be in Vrindavan, so that they can reciprocate with him according to their relationship. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in that ecstasy. And Radhika Unmada Yache Udhava Darshane Udghurna Pralapa Tachi Prabhura Ratidin. Just as Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently with a bumblebee in the presence of Uddhava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy talked crazily and inconsistently day and night. So this was the Antyalila that he was tasting. It was Krishna coming in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his devotee, to experience the sentiments of his devotee, Srimati Radharani, at the height of her ecstasy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj is explaining, this is the Antyalila. It's Krishna searching for himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And he's giving this unmada, now he's... It's interesting. So he's explained the sentiment. Now there's just one verse where he explains the height of that sentiment. Because there's the height of the sentiment is there's prema, and then prema has eight stages. And then there's mahabhav. And then there are, at which the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani can experience. And now there's even higher stages of Mahabhav. Madanayaka Mahabhav, what is it? Anyway, there are higher stages. So here, Radharani is in this, he's explaining, just as Radharani talked inconsistently with a bumblebee, I explained that one of my favorite, when I was just coming a devotee and I was reading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and they had these pencils. I had a favorite, that means this is going to go off? What's this? Oh. Okay, this may go out, so I also have a cell phone I can call quickly. I'm using a phone that I thought it was. Because I really want, what's going to happen today, which it's okay, I'll do this. What's going to happen today, which I wanted to do, but I didn't really get up to, is, well, I will get up to it. What I wanted to do is, what's really nice is that what Krishnadas Kaviraj now is going to do is he's going to give a summary of the pastimes. So in the next week, we may actually get a chance to go over some of the pastimes. So, okay. Well, I'll have to dial the number. Oh, okay, I have another phone. Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Okay. Someone can hear me?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, thank you, Gail. If you can shut that door. Okay. So just as Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently with a bumblebee in the presence of Uddhava, Sri Chaitanya in his ecstasy talked crazily inconsistent day and night, so even higher stages of prema is prema vichitya and prema vivart. And that's what's being described here. Krishnadas Kaviraj is now explaining and the highest ecstasy is what prema vivart means. It's the illusion in love that even when Krishna is not there, you see Krishna. And the prema vaichitya means even when Krishna is there, you don't see Krishna out of love. So here's the illusion that even though Krishna is not there, she's seeing Krishna. That's prema vivart. There's descriptions in scriptures where Radharani grabs a tamal tree, which is dark in color, and she says, "Now Krishna, now that I have you, let me die." So that the earth element in my body merges into the dust of Vrindavan, and I can always feel the soft touch of your lotus feet. Let me die now so that the wind element in my body merges with the air in Vrindavan. And when they're gently fanning you, I may gently soothe your body. Let the water element in my body merge into all the kuns and lakes in Vrindavan, so you may immerse yourself in me, and I may cool you in service. That's prema vivart. So here, same thing, the bumblebee. And then there's the famous painting that's in the old books, and you can really appreciate how Prabhupada was so powerful that to these artists who were just, you know, coming out of material life, he could communicate to them such sentiments that they can express. Because someone told me, what does art mean? It means inspiration, perspiration, inspiration. First, you have to have the initial inspiration. Then you work hard, and then the initial inspiration that you were working hard to is reproduced. And how they were able to reproduce these sentiments, it was shadow attachment. In Prabhupada's association, even though they weren't qualified for such sentiments, out of service to him, they were able to reflect those sentiments. And therefore you have that painting of Radharani talking to the bumblebee, where Radharani chastises the bumblebee that you are an unreliable servant of an unreliable master. So that's what's being expressed, and that's called jalpa, pati jalpa, these higher stages. She's out of the emotion is so deep. So that's what's being expressed here. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, and we'll read Prabhupada's purport. And I, again, when I like to read Prabhupada's purport, I like to be in the mood that now Prabhupada is talking to us on this subject matter. He's there in sound. And now we're in separation of him, and he's decided now to speak to us, to actually give us some understanding of this. So Prabhupada says, this unmada madness is not ordinary madness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked inconsistently, almost like a crazy fellow, he was in the transcendental ecstasy of love. In the highest transcendental ecstasy, there is a feeling of being enchanted in the presence of the enchanter. When the enchanter and the enchanted become separated, mohana or bewilderment occurs. When so bewildered due to separation, one becomes stunned, and at that time all the bodily symptoms of transcendental ecstasy are manifest. When they are manifest, one appears inconceivably crazy. This is called transcendental madness. In this state, there is imaginative discourse, and one experiences emotions like that of a madman. The madness of Srimati Radharani was explained to Krishna by Uddhava, who said, "My dear Krishna, because of extreme feelings of separation from you, Srimati Radharani is sometimes making her bed in the groves of the forest, sometimes rebuking a bluish cloud, and sometimes wandering about in the dense forest, in the darkness of the forest. Thus she has become like a crazy woman." So these are, Prabhupada is explaining here that symptoms manifest. And I described it's a science that's described of love, and there's five emotions, and they're all born of this love, and they become, and they're gradated. For example, there's an emotion called Sattvika Bhav, which means that when one is in love with Krishna at a very high state, the eternal residence of Vrindavan, the stimulus of seeing Krishna is so powerful that it agitates the mind, which contacts the life airs in the body. And the life airs, according to the emotion and the intensity of the feeling, contact different elements in the body. When they contact the earth element, one becomes stunned. When the life airs contact the water element, tears come from the eyes. So it's described according to the ecstatic feeling, then you may have one of the emotions. But in the highest stage of love, which is described here, which drives one transcendentally mad in Srimati Radharani, because when she sees Krishna or is in separation from Krishna, the mind is so agitated in love, and the life airs are so moved that all eight symptoms happen at once. And this, the astika sattika bhavs, eight. You become stunned, tears come from the eyes, the hairs are standing on end. And not only that, in the symptoms, there's three gradations of the symptoms. One is the intensity of the symptoms. So let's say one is trembling. So you can tremble. Even if you're trembling in ecstasy, that's one thing. But you can tremble extremely intensely. Those of you who can't see here, my hand is moving even more and more fast. And then, not only intensely, but the duration. It can go for 10 seconds or 20 seconds or a half hour, an hour. So it's the intensity, the duration, and the all-pervasiveness. Your right hand could shake, or your left hand could shake, or your head can shake, your whole body could shake. So it's being described here, the intensity of Radharani's love and separation when this bumblebee comes, and it's Prema Vavarta, she's seeing that this bumblebee is sent by Krishna, and her thoughts of attachment for Krishna and separation start to be invoked. It's so intense that all eight symptoms become manifest. They're all continue for a long time. They're all super intense. And then in this ecstasy, it's such a science. There's 12 different types of talking. So he's describing. It's not just the external, but the intensity of Srimati Radharani's love. And this is what Krishna came to taste as his devotee. And that was what was unfulfilled in his pastime. And Gaur Govinda Swami explains this in the Leela when Akrura is leaving, taking Krishna from Vrindavan. And he's explaining that there's three separations. I explained this in another class, but I have an audience today, so there's things that I haven't explained to them. So if I repeat them, first separation, Krishna is going. Right? He's going. Then he's actually leaving, and then he's left. Marge, I made a joke. I sometimes translate these high subject matters into Hear Rajaswami's here in the class today. So I translate these high subject matters into common language. So I called it going, going, gone. So the second going, that, you know, not that Krishna's going to leave, not that Krishna's gone, but when he's leaving. And Gaur Govinda Maharaj said that sentiment is what Krishna wants to taste. What is the intensity of Radharani's love? And even to understand the position of Radharani, what is Radharani? She is the Purna Shakti. And the Shakti or the energy, energy or Shakti means to serve the source of the energy. So that's why the Hardini Shakti is the essence of all the Shaktis. Because really, Shakti is meant to please. And if it's Krishna's Shakti, it's intended to please him. So it must be filled with love. So the essence of all those Shaktis is the Purna Shakti. So how much love? This is the potency of love personified to the most intense degree. And therefore, Krishna, as the Shaktiman, or the possessor of the potency, wants to experience that. And Krishna Das Kaviraj and Rupa Goswami, at their mercy, they want to somehow communicate it to us to some degree according to our limited frame of reference. And Prabhupada also does. And he explains it in a proper way in the purport so we can have some sentiment of what this goal is, that we actually want this sense of love. And it's described in Ramananda Samvad. It's described, you know, what is the... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, who is his Siksha Guru, what is the topmost verse in all the scriptures? And I remember when I was teaching that, it kept on getting, it explained the position of Radharani, but then it went even higher and explained the love of Radharani. And then there was a verse that was the culmination, and I can't remember it now, but it was almost like, it was not impersonalism, but it was emerging in the sense that Radharani's love for Krishna and Krishna's love for Radharani, it's so intense. They so much. When you love someone, you focus on them. Egoism means everything is self-centered. You put yourself in the center. You're thinking of yourself, and you see everything else in relationship to you. When you love someone, it's almost a giving up of the self, because you're focused on the other person's self, and you see everything in relationship to them. So it's almost a sense, in that sense of love, that Srimati Radharani, she's so focused on the object of love and the love itself, she forgets herself. And Krishna, same thing, he's so much focused on Srimati Radharani and her pleasure that he forgets himself. So this sense of the ultimate reality, Rasa Vai Saha, which is this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to give, he's trying to explain, and through Krishnadas Kaviraj, and then verses by Rupa Goswami and Prabhupada's purports, and they somehow give us a little taste of this sentiment, just as Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently with a bumblebee in the presence of Uddhava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy talked crazily and inconsistently day and night. And this is going to be explained. And as I was explaining before, in our mood, this is mercy. So it makes us very humble, because it's so above us. It's so high. And we should be in the mood of Rupa Goswami. When Rupa Goswami wrote that verse on the thatched roof, and then Lord Chaitanya saw it and fainted, and then Rupa Goswami had a sense that, my God, you know, somehow I've written something that has touched the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't become proud. He just fell down on the floor because he was experiencing so much mercy. It makes you humble. I remember this story, and I'm going to end with this. Somehow in this class today, new environment, it takes me time to get in. Now I see the times. But when Satyaraj Prabhu went to see Hayagriva in his last days, and Hayagriva, you know, he had cancer of the spine. his spine was like eggshells. So much pain, and he's in the bed, and he's lying down, and Satyaraj comes to see him. And Hayagriva says to Satyaraj, he said, a 70-year-old Bengali gentleman comes to America wanting to print his books in English, and who is the first person he meets? An English professor. And then he looks at Satyaraj and he says, I was touched by the hand of God. It wasn't like he was proud, thinking, I'm so qualified. But actually, when there's something so high and you get it, or you're introduced to it, the proper response is, it makes you even see even more your lack of qualification. So we're going to be hearing these high subjects to a certain degree, and our mood is this is so high, we put it above our heads, we bow down, we feel Prabhupada's mercy on us, that it's only his mercy, that it's only his mercy that these books are in our hands, it's only his mercy that we have even a drop of frame of reference to comprehend these subjects that are the heart of Krishna. This is explained here, that this is the heart of Krishna. This is his most inner mood, that even his confidential associates weren't aware of it when he's dancing in Rath Yatra. Only Sarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami was aware of it. And now, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, and then Krishna Das Kaviraj, and then Prabhupada, this is explained to us. How unqualified we must feel. It's just like Radha Kund. It's liquid Radharani. It's Radharani's love personified. And we're at Radha Kund. And what are we thinking at Radha Kund? Prabhupada didn't like, let me go sporting. Let me be a big Olympic swimming star and do a 2.5 somersault, or whatever it is. Prabhupada didn't like. Prabhupada, the mood. My body and this, I have no qualification. What is it? It's only the mercy and order of the spiritual master that I even can be sitting here. So, this is the mood here. Dvadasa vatsara sesha aiche ganila a mata shesha lila tri vindaka. The last 12 years of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were passed in this transcendental craziness. So this is the Antya-lila. Because this 24 years is the Seisha-lila, the first 6 years traveling and preaching. Then 6 years with the devotees, more or less, coming and going at Kirtan. That lasts actually for 20 years. But then gradually, in the last 12 years, the sentiments increase, and he's more and more experiencing these sentiments. So he said, thus he executed his last pastimes in three ways. So we just covered them, the Seisha Lila. What are the three ways? He travels and preaches to distribute this mood by giving the holy name of Krishna. Then he comes back to Puri and intense exchanges with his devotees. So intense that they couldn't even leave each other. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have to come back every year to see me at Rath Yatra. And then they would stay for 4 months. And they couldn't even part from one another. And then the third way he passed his time was in this transcendental craziness. In other words, the emotion is just so intense that it practically it can't be contained within his body, and he has to release the emotion. If you're in a very emotional situation, you can't stand in a lotus pose staring at your nose. You have to dance. You have to sing. There's a nature of emotion because you want to express it. You want to nourish it. So what to speak of this emotion? He didn't know what to do with it. And therefore, his confidential associates were by his side, just constantly singing songs and telling stories. And then, you know, he was banging his head into it. It was just what to do with the intense smoke. So this is going to be described. And we'll one more verse to today. Sanyasa kori chabis atsara koila ye ye karma ananta apara tara ye janabhi marma. For the 24 years after Sri Chaitanya accepted the sannyas order, whatever pastimes he executed were ananta, unlimited, and unfathomable. Who can understand the purport of such pastimes? So after explaining the purport and showing that Rupa Goswami understood, who can understand? Which means we can't understand. It means if we do understand it, it'll only be mercy, and it'll only be if we approach the pastimes in a complete way of dependence. That it's not by my intelligence, it's not by my spiritual advancement. I have no qualifications. It's only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And in the example of that, which is very good in the Bhagavatam, was of Narada Muni. He went to the forest and he performed these great austerities. He had such a strong desire to see God, and then he got Sakshat Darshan. And then it disappeared. He tried the same process again. It wouldn't appear. And then Prabhupada explained it in the purport, because it's not mechanical. It's not just the activities. It's the mood of dependence and humility. And therefore, the same thing in the Damodar Leela, when Krishna tried to, when Mother Yasoda tried to bind Krishna, it was 2 inches too short. She took all the rope in Nanda Maharaj's kingdom. It was 2 inches too short. And why? And Vishwanath Chakravarti explains, what are the 2 inches too short? 1 inch is the effort, and 1 inch is the mercy. In other words, Mother Yasoda, it wasn't the effort. It wasn't just the mechanical effort. It was her intense desire to please Krishna. And then that attracts the mercy. So it's also here, who can understand the purport of such pastimes? You're not going to be able to understand them. Why did Rupa Goswami understand them? Because he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's what Srupa Damodar, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Srupa Damodar, how could he have understood these pastimes? He said, he's understood your intention because he's an object of your mercy. So it's very interesting. So I guess before we go on with these pastimes, you know, not to become proud that somehow by Krishna Das Kaviraj's mercy, you know, that's like almost like a camera zooming in on the heart of Krishna, the heart of Srimati Radharani, and not to think that we can understand them in any way but the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Okay, I'm going to end today. Just anybody like to say Hare Krishna, because we won't do any questions today.
Maharaj?
Who's that?
Gail.
Hare Krishna, Gail.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
I'm
looking there with Giriraj Swami and some of his disciples.
Yeah, I know.
One day I would like that you could somehow... Have you ever met him?
No.
I would like one day that you could meet him.
Yes, that would be very nice of me also.
Okay. Yeah, yes.
Yes, I don't know if I have time for 2 quick ones, but anyway, one is you from time to time you when you're giving lectures, you marvel at the fact that Krishna had 3 unfulfilled desires.
Yeah.
And I just want to confirm that the reason why you marvel at that is because he is the supreme enjoyer. And so we would not expect the supreme enjoyer to still have three unfulfilled desires.
Let me ask the question so people can understand. He says sometimes that I marvel that Krishna had three unfulfilled desires. You know, why am I marveling? You know, it's because he's the supreme enjoyer and it can't be complete. What I'm marveling at is the glory of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's the necessary complement of that absolute reality. It's not that Krishna is separate from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's explained in a sequential way because we're under time. That absolute reality is not under time. So these are eternal pastimes. What it's really explaining is the glory of what Prabhupada gave us, because he gave us the complete conception of the absolute reality. And I explain that there's Advayam Gyan, there's consciousness of which nothing is outside of. Then there's Shakti and Shaktiman. The one becomes two for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third aspect is that absolute reality is expanded into his potency, has to take the position of his potency. And that happens in the Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm marveling that even though we're reading the Bhagavatam and we're reading about Krishna and Radharani, that there's something in addition. And that's why in what, given the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Bhakti Siddhanta, that the highest conception of reality is Radha Madhava and Mahaprabhu. The highest conception is not just Radha and Krishna, but Radha and Krishna with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Gaura Nithai. Not just Radha and Krishna. So I'm marveling. I'm certainly not one going to, point to Krishna and say, hey, you're not fulfilled. There's something lacking. It's actually showing what is Krishna. What is that absolute reality?
So you're marveling that he can take the form of his devotee.
I'm marveling that it's such a complete conception of the absolute reality.
Yes, okay.
And that how much we can appreciate it. That there's something so special in Gaura Leela. There's something so special in Gaura Leela. And just the concept, as Vrindavan Das Thakur said, God is searching for himself. What a wonderful concept. Because it's such a wonderful thought to search for God. And God himself has that experience, that God is searching for himself. And we see it, Sri Vasangam, that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, and he's in the kirtan, he's the position of the devotee. Then he gets on the altar and he announces, I am he. So God is both aspects. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completes that. Gail, I can't go for so many more questions today.
But God is searching for himself, meaning God is searching for himself in the form of Radharani.
Yes. In the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Gail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna, otherwise I go today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Stella calling.
Stella?
And Carl, too.
Stella?
Please accept our humble obeisance and also to Srila Prabhupada.
I Giriraj Maharaj is just before me. He's just so happy just to hear.
Jai.
And thank you. Hare Krishna.
All our love.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
What is that?
Seva Priya.
Seva Priya. Hare Krishna. Very nice that you're also joining today. Thank you. Very good. Okay. Okay, one more person like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's this?
Gordon.
Gordon, where are you listening today?
I am in Poughkeepsie now.
Poughkeepsie, okay. Very nice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, we'll end today.
Patita nam pavane vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.